eventually. Okay. Prop Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Elam Seifa. From the end, the Braise Bona Beter Beisa. If he built it in his own house, had a lemal, because the Gabbai, whatever is in his house, is Hegdish. However, he's not Moyel Achi Yoder Tachte until he lives underneath it, Beshava Pruta, and he's getting benefit from it. The value of a Pruta, had he had to put something else there, it would cost him money, so he just saved himself a Pruta. Now, Merdi, if you built it into your wall, into your house, Shinuya Shanya, if you built it into the house, he made a Shinui, because now, before it was a loose rock, and now it's part of a wall or a ceiling. Mali Dor, Mali Loida. What's the difference if you live underneath the value of Pruta? You don't live underneath the value of Pruta. Hainu, this is a law that doesn't make sense, but it's a mountain built in here.
Didn't we say before that if he takes koiris or avonim, then it doesn't matter? It
always, as long as whether he builds it. Yeah, but not build it. As long as it has it in his house. But if he built it, if he fixed it in into the wall, then you fix it. Yeah. So again, on my kusha. Dilma, maybe he's talking about a case. Look at the Rav. Dilma Rav, you didn't fix it into the wall, into the ceiling. You just put it on top of your skylight. Idorbe, so it's not really fixed. Idorbe, if you live beneath it, then in, then you had benefit, and that's moil. Loi darbe loi. So what's going on here? Let's go back to our first answer. We go back to Rava, who says if the Balabayis, after he sent the shlech, the Balabayis remembered. If the Balabayis remembered, then the Balabayis is no longer even moil, because he sent you, because he's already amazed and he no longer wants you to be a shlech. The shlech who doesn't know anything better, so he is the one who is moil, and luchay doesn't make sense, not fair. And you ask me back, what's the difference? Every time, the whole din of meal is only when you don't know. You spend money, you didn't realize it was hegdish money. It was a chilik. Well, Kokashli asked me a question. Every time you spend money, you have your chulun. So I'll tell you the difference. Like, this is what the Yimi said yesterday. Hasa meida yoda. You are a pesheya to a certain extent. You know you have hegdish money lying around your house. Meida yoda the ikazuz of the hegdish. You know you have hegdish money lying in your house. You should have, every time you spend money, make sure that the money you're spending is not hegdish money. Hoch over here, the shlich. He was sent on a mission. Me yoda. How was he meant to know whether the money was not? This is a mountain built on a very loose hair, on a very thin hair, small hairs. Because we're comparing it. Why tak is a shliach chayiv? Because we're comparing it to somebody who spent money, even though it's not exactly the same. Here the guy should have known the guy, and here what do you want from the shliach? For that's when the shliach is moil. That's the har hatoyel besara. Okay, Rashi Hainu according to the first narrow line. Bismichem wetes medaminila, the slightest possibility we compare it. Lemoitzi moiz hegdish the chulin spends money. Shari karevu la oynus yosim and ashege. Really, he's more like an oynus than a shege the shlech, and yet he's responsible. Next din is mikra muid. There's other dinim where you have few psukim v'alochis. Remember many alochis. Then the Mishnah says Tana. Negoyim ba'olai, he's negoyim ba'olai. Is that mikra muad v'halachas merubas? Is only a few psukim alav halachas? What are you talking about? Two pashas in the Torah, Tazir and Metzayda. Negoyim mikra muad, negoyim mikra rubu. What kind of mikra muad? It's a lot of psukim. Omra papa hachikam. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Negoyim, when it comes to leprosy, mikra merubas, there are many psukim, numerous psukim, v'halachas mortis, aren't there many halachas? Ahalai is when it comes to the dinim of Ahalai, so Tumen or that, Mikra Muad, there aren't too many Pesukim there. In fact, very few. But Vahalach is Merubah, there's a whole stack of Halachas. Minach Minah, who cares? E Mr. Pakna Loch Milson, if you're not sure about certain Halach when it comes to leprosy, Ayim Mikroi, go look up the Chumash. The E Mr. Pakna Loch Milson of Allahs, if you don't know a certain din about Allahs, go Ayim Mastisin. Don't bother looking Chumash, go look in the Braise, in the Mishnah. Rashi. Dinin, the next thing Mishnah says is Dinin. Which Dinin are talking about mountain? Dinin, Michtik Sivir. There are many Dinin written all over the Torah about Pasha Mishpatim, how to behave. What do you mean Dinin? Like Rebbe. The Tanya, there's a Machlek is Rebbe and other Tanoim. What happens if you intended to kill someone, but by mistake you killed another person instead? So according to Rebbe, you're not Chayiv Misa, even though you intended to kill, but that's not the person you intended to. And according to other people, Yechayev, even though, as long as he intended to kill, Shimon holds Yechayev, as long as he intended to kill. So according to Rebbe, this is what he meant, a mountain that's under here. The Rebbe, Tanya, Rebbe says, Nefesh tach, if a man were to kill another man, instead he killed his wife, so instead of posing Nefesh tach, what happens? You take a soul for a soul, and we dash it. It doesn't literally mean kill the person. Momenato, it means money, compensation. Ato, oimim, momenoi, ain ela nefesh mamim. Every tach, you get pilled to death for it. Here it says, Nesina, it says, Venosata Nefesh Lach Nefesh. Lamata v'nemra, it says also another passage, when a man, two men are fighting, there's a pregnant woman worrying, they hit her by mistake and her babies fall out of the womb. Over there it says also v'nosam b'flilin yipay. And over there it definitely all means money. Malahalan mammon, just like if there's money, avkan mammon, over here also it's money. And that's a hara tole beside Rashi. Rashi, Lenny's Chaglamich, behind Boris and Forosh and Bepay, and Gates of Bajor, she's never taken off her. She mustn't hear, she may see the woman died yet, and mum, and you pay your money, they may usually a shell, you pay compensation to her ears. She ain't Alei Chiyamisa, the man does not get killed, so in his cavern, law, Ella Chavedo, he had no intention to kill her, but he killed his friend. In his cavern, that's who he intended to receive, he, you know, so on, no, she acted so, a rebbe, in his cavern, Lara Gazeb, or Gazeb Potter, Mimisa, Michal Mummon. It's in the mind, you may have a lot of it for the kid when they hit a woman and then the fetus came out. Kisiva nosam befuli or embryo nosam befulilim. Nesila matav and nesat nefesh. Nefesh is mama and my nefesh is my nefesh. We have. Think about we have a whole gemara in the.
Because it's, I mean, it's the choyer lakshar. Choyer, this ought to be different to Shabbos. The Shabbos is Sami lechutz machshavet. So you can discover to do one thing.
No, but he personally has a gedusha right here. He hasn't seen this. But we have also Achamaka Kol, who we'll have in the gemara. We have it in Baba Kama. We have it in a few places. We'll have it in Ksubas as well. This machlekes. Yeah. It faces as according to those who hold that chayav v'misa shaygin are potter from paying, so this pasuk cannot be talking about paying because since you did a pull of murder, but okay, you're shaygin, so therefore you're potter, then you don't pay either. So what's planning about here? So then it says, brings another rebbe that says, it says ayin tachas ayin, and so ayin tachas ayin means you pay money, and that's what dinin is. I think about maybe up here. Okay. Oh, yeah. Fingers pointed.
That one?
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
So, you want to write? Avoid these. The first thing is that you have to go for it. If you don't say it, you don't have to go for it. It's not how it is.
Yes, it's still a tenuous thing. Yes, lehen amayishru. No, it's not a fusha pasuk, but they have what you be saying. Mecha avoy. What do you mean avoy? This is the whole chumash vayikra. What do you mean avoy? This is a yes lehamishru, which means something tenuous. Michtik siv and the chumash pasuk. What do you mean yes lehamishru? Yes lehamishru also means pretty weak. Leinitzcha elohi loch hazdam. We know there are four avoydus. Right, the shechita we know, and there's also that we know there's the mizbeach, but there's also the kabbalos adam, and there's the hailochas adam, receiving the blood and transporting it to the mizbeach. And during any one of these avodas, if you have the wrong kavanas in mind, you ruin the whole thing. And it has to be done through a kohen, wearing the right vestments, except shechita. So lenitzcha, to carrying the blood, the tanya in the braisa, it says in the pasuk, it says he shecht the animal v'hi krivay b'nei aron. The kain in the blood, and they should spray the blood on his bech. The krivai, what does the krivai mean? Usually a krivai means halach, what does the krivai mean? To transport it. But over here it means kabbalah salam, it means receiving the blood. I know here a krivai means receiving the blood. Because the first thing you do after shchita, first you have to catch the blood, trap the blood before you can transport it. So obviously the krivai, since it's the positive, shachas ben abakar. And then the krivai obviously means to catch the blood. The afkar achman was halach. So why does it say the word krivai, which means to transport it? It says that Aaron should bring he bring everything to the mizbech, the limbs and all that. So obviously, hikriv means transporting it. Halacha. Why does the Tayda talk about Kabbalah in the using the term of halacha? Lememre, teach you the halacha lesafke mekal Kabbalah. Teach the halacha is also a form of avodah. So therefore, it's yesh lehem amashi ismechor. Rashi. Bikrivuzu Kabbalah Saddam, Ava Bishu Losh and Halacha means carrying Enel Kabbalah means Bulpai. What does it mean? It means receiving Shayla Achash Chit. The first thing you can do after Shachnitra is written the Ein Halacha, Elke Kibbalah, you first have to catch the blood. Vehicle carries a coil from the word over there by the Vodim to the Kevish. We know vehicle also means physically to transport it. Gabi Vodim says vehicle, Raket, Rakraimi, Chazamayim, Vehicle, Rakraim, Akoil. Hitam is Becha, so Halacha is the one like Kevish, Ilhak Tarib, Hedrick, Sibakrov, Hitam is Becha. Leisavkim kabbalah. So why is that he used the word v'hikrivu to tell you that what the halacha is also avoida lechol devarav. Avagav she avoida she efshel levatla. Even though halacha is something that's not necessary, what happens? You shecht 1 foot away from the mizbech. You trap the blood and you're right there. Vezarka, you can spray. So you don't always have to do halacha. But when you do need it, it's a avoida. She merotz a sheikh of tam mizbech. You can shecht right there in the side of mizbech. Vezarka blow it. Heichad lebatla avoidi. But if you didn't cancel, it's an avoida. Umefaglin is a carbon machshava. And if you, what do you mean avoida? That if you had the wrong thought during the halacha, it ruins the carbon. And utzricha koin has to be done by a koin. Uvigdei kohuna must be wearing the four abgadim. Ufaisel ba oinin. And if an oinin does it avoida when he shouldn't, he passes it. V'yoshev v'odol. What's v'yoshev?
V'yoshev, he's sitting, is doing the avoida.
Yes, it's possible as well. Okay, v'odol.
How can the coin be avoided sitting?
You're not doing any avoided sitting. Okay.
I'm saying, how can it be moilich to the mizbeach?
No, no, but practically speaking, yeah, exactly. He's saying practically. Yeah, but he's talking about halacha here.
Yeah. How can he do halacha? Halacha means walking on your feet.
Unless he's 2 feet away from his bed, he sits down. No, he sits down. He moves from the right hand to the left hand or something. Or he's, I don't know.
Yeah, or you're on your knees and you pass with another koyin. But have a look where the shechita took place compared to where the mizbeach is.
No, you, but he said we actually said a minute ago you couldn't shecht a foot alongside his bed. Okay. By the Gemara, next Gemara, Michtav Ksivin, Taris, it's written in the Torah. Michtav Ksivin, Litzchah, L'shim, Mikveh. How do we know the whole idea of 40 Saw, which is such an important part of Taris and Mishpach and everything else, is only merely Yeseh HaMayishmachu. Like Ksivin, it's not written. The time we learn, it says in the Pasuk, V'rochatz Ez Besori Bamayim. It says that if a person has a Shechoseda, V'rochatz, he says, V'rochatz Bamayim. You should wash Bamayim. What do you mean Bamayim? The water. What's the water, the famous water? The May Mikveh, you should tie yourself in May Mikveh, as Kol Besori. The next word says Kol Besori, water that can cover your entire body. Mind you, go for your and board and cover your body. Become in Amma, that Amma Lama Reb Shalosh Ammas. When Amma ben Amma wide, the Taser brings from the Gemara that a person is generally an Amma thick. And the height of the Amma, the Taser has a whole discussion whether how tall a person really is. Machlik Zarashbam and Taser, whether a person really is only 3 Ammas tall or a person actually 4 Ammas tall. 3 Ammas minus the head, and the head is another Amma, but you can always bury your head in. And therefore it covers that. So Rashi says, what is the Yisoid? Where do you learn 40 Saw from? So Rashi says this. Rashi is an interesting Rashi because Tesis completely argues. Rashi, Bamayim, Nikudose Ba Pasach. You know how we learn this out? It says Bamayim with a Pasach. Ba, the famous water.
If it would be Bamayim, then you wouldn't say it, would you?
Ba means the famous. Yeah.
Then it would be
nothing.
Then it would be
nothing.
Water stuff. So then you actually got a thing of the Zedayim and the Mesayim.
Yeah, but at least not in the Pasuk. From the Pasuk, you wouldn't learn. At least you wouldn't learn from the Pasuk. So, Bamayim, Mashma, Mayim, Hamiyachodim, the famous water. Lafuke Shuvin. So, what did it teach you? Which famous water? Not water drawn in a pot, in a vessel. So, according to Rashi, where do you learn Mayim Shuvin is possible? From the word Bamayim. Everywhere in the Mishnah, in Feirish and Taras, it says you learn that from the Pasuk. It says by May Mayim, Vetovel, Mikvah, what's the Pasuk there? Ach Nor, Ach May Mayim. And says that you and from there we learn that because you compare mikvah to a mei mayin, that it cannot be mayim shuvin. Rashi learns
the mayim. You know that means mayim shuvin and not something else.
Oh, what's Taisa says we learn from mayim. Taisa is going to say we learn from mayim. It has to be ba'ash boiden. I mean, it has to sit still. A river or a thing is a lot of bizarre, a lot of flow. But if you're sitting in a still water in a separate segregated water, it has to be standing still. Ba'ash boiden. That's a ba'mayim shuvin. You learn from the other pasuk. But the Rashi learns Shuvin from Bamayim. Umi Yamayim Chayim, let's say you don't need Mayim Chayim, that you don't need. Midichsiv, Bezov Mayim Chayim. Only by a Zov it says that he has to go into spring water. Meklal the Shark, may any other Tomei. Lav Mayim Chayim. Boy, you don't need Mayim. Miyu Bamayim means special water. What's a special? Mayim Echad Mikot Bishank from the rain. Now, Taisa is a fascinating Taisa here. Taisa asks a question, where do you know that a Nidah has to go to a mikveh, a kosher mikveh? We're just saying that anyway needs to go to kosher mikveh. Look at what it says here. It's an interesting thesis. Lo yinitzcha l'shem mikveh. The Gemara is trying to say, what do we learn from here? We learn from here the whole idea of, according to Rashi, that shouldn't be Mayim Shuvin, or 40 Saw. It says, thesis, lo havi mutzal meimar, why don't we just say, why don't we just say that it's talking about when a woman, a nidah, becomes tired, she needs to go to mikveh. The like, see, nowhere does a Torah say that a woman has to go to a proper mikveh when she goes to her husband. So when it talks about taras, it says you got to go to whatever it is. But nowhere does it say that if a woman wants to have a relationship with her husband, she has to go to mikveh, to a proper mikveh, halachic mikveh. Okay, the Pidish Bahag, the Leinafkalon, you know how we know? The Bahag says, you know how we know? A Kalvachemer. The only basis that we know that a woman has to go to a mikveh as a nidah, a proper mikveh, is from a Kalvachemer. What's a Kalvachemer? The hash to the taras, when it comes to if she wants to be able to touch things and not metame them. The rochats, it says rochats, you have to wash it, you know, go into a mikveh, mayim, the baila, the kodesh lo koshkein. So the whole basis, amazing thing, the whole basis, the taras is brocha, in a kalochem, holding the swara. Says, taste, I disagree with the bahag. The high lav milzihi. Can't be. The Mahai Kavuchayim, the Matzin Nafik. He could, if that's the whole basis that a woman has to go to mikveh from a Kavuchayim, you wouldn't be able to learn. The Kavuchayim, Prichu, the Kavuchayim can be abgeschlagen. The Kama Chatzitzes, a certain dinim that apply, Chatzitzes, the Kavana, the certain dinim that apply when you want to become tired from Tumah, she has to have Kavana. But if a Nidah falls into the water, she's tired. So if the whole basis for a Nidah is a Kavuchayim from Taris, then how come the dinim of a nidah are different than the different by tadah? It should be the exact same dinim. And you come to chatzitz all the way around, but chatzitz is what we're making by nidah. The pei debei zechulim, matzin le tadahs, v'lo le baila. Or there's a certain dinim we find by tadah, by baila, kavan, and sin chatzitz as well. So it says, teis, so how do you take it now? Ela, mahai kronafka, this is very positive, it says, benidosa tehei, ad shetove b'mayim. It says, benidosa tehei, ad shetove b'mayim. So it says that she should remain a nida until she enters the water. That's how we know. Amazing. Obviously, he's not talking about he's talking. Regarding Taras, not regarding her baila. He says all the psukim in the Torah where it says that a nida needs to go to mikveh is if she wants to be able to touch things and not be metami them. This is what she has to do. But nowhere does it say if she wants to go back to her husband, she's going to make her. Amazing. Okay, but more amazing is that where you find this trace in Chagiga. It was the last place you would imagine.
In
all those places. Okay.
So it's not brought up in Nida?
No, not this place. It's such a ask anybody.
That's
exactly. So remember, Chagiga tastes your Alvar Malal. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tameis. What do you mean, Tameis? Written everywhere, says the Gemara. How do you know the size of a lentil? Min hasheres, the eight different shrotim. How do you know the size of a lentil is already metame? The like seven, nowhere is that written. The Tanya, this is how we learn it out. Interesting. It says in the Pasig, the following are tamim b'chol hasheres, kol anugea bohem. You touch bohem, sounds like all of it. Yachol b'kulin, the whole, you have to touch entire sheres. Tam 11, the next Pasig says that anything that falls mehem inside a pot. Mehem means even a part of it. Yachol miktosin, part of it, tam 11, behem says behem. Bohem sounds like you have to touch entire sheres. And mehem sounds like even a part of it. Which one is it? Hakeitzit. If you touch part of it, just like all of it. How does that work? Shira Chachamim Bekadosha. Chachamim said, you know what? Part of it is like all of it? The size of a lentil. Why? Because one of the eight shrotzim is Shekein Chaymit. Because of this Chaymit, which is a snail. Chilose Bekadosha. When it grows, starts growing, it's a small, small size of a lentil. That's one of the shrotzim. So therefore, since it starts, it's the size of a lentil, so that's bohem. So in everything, any other sheretz, mayhem, if it's the size of the shear of bohem, at least in the smallest one of a sheretz, you're metamei. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, kizon of halta. One of them is a halta, a lizard. The tail of a lizard, we cut it off like a worm. Two worms now crawling around, so the tail can walk on its own. So the tail is like a life of its own. And the life of, the smallest tail can be the size of a lentil. Nashi. Yeah, that's how we know. So that's like Rashi. It still jumps around. After you cut it off, part of it you can cool it. She has by chayes. It has its own chayes.
This is when Rashi was a kid. The kids also played with lizards and pulled their tails off.
That's right.
Things changed.
We used to play salamanders. New York. Mechasiv and Lanitzcha. Arayis is written the title. You know what you're for. Lebite ben anusasei de loiksive. We know the daughter, we know about the granddaughter of the woman that he raped, but we don't know that he's not allowed to have a relation with the daughter of the woman that he raped. Not his own daughter, her daughter. The like Siva is not in the Taita, the Amar Rav, Rav said, Amli Yitzchoyev Nime, Asi, we learn from Tzupsukim, it says, Heina, Heina, Asi, Zima, Zima. So it says in the Pasik that it's Ervas, it says the Erv of your granddaughter, Yishalei Sigala Vosan, Ki Evoscha Heina. And another pasuk says, if he takes a man, if he takes a woman and a mother, it's a zimahi, and so on and so forth. So we dash in the heina, heina, zima, zima, to learn out that all of them apply. The granddaughter here applies the granddaughter here, and the daughter here applies the daughter there. So that's why it says yes and yes. Not enough time to know the Rashi. Says the Gemara, "Vaiter hein hein gufi teira." Mishnah said this is gufi teira. Freddy Gemara, "Hani in hanachlei." What? Only this Mishnah is gufi teira, and the rest of the teira is not. Elayma hein vehein gufi teira. Whether it's written mefushim teira, whether it's the way it says in this Mishnah, it's tluim beside or yisla meshes smoichu. They're all guf. They're all the part of the teira. Hadnalach hakol chayavim. Okay, the next few blocks is all Kabbalah and Chassidus and interesting stuff. Ein dorshin ba'arayis b'shloisha. If you want to have a discussion about arayis, you cannot have three people. It's too. You have to be much more discreet. If you want to talk about ma'ase bereishis, creation, b'shnayim. You cannot even talk with two people, only with one. The leib mekaveh. You want to do about ma'ase mekaveh, which is the ruchas of gevelten, according to most opinions, b'yachid, even one.
B'shnayim means two people talking.
We'll talk about it in a minute. Elim can alas how yechacham maybe medayte right and the other thing you're talking about yourself. One means you yourself. Two means you and somebody else. And three means you and two people. That's more things right now. But then don't do it even yourself unless you're smart. So how else would you have done it if you weren't smart? What would you teach yourself? So what's the mission we're going to talk about? Rashi ain't doshim shloisha shleim who two and him shleim echav who one and him biyachid ain't shemal who levad only himself. More to explain how this all works. Then we invite. Anyone who looks into the following four things, which means suitable, same thing. It's better if it would not have come into the existence of this world. Strong stuff. If you wanted to say what's lemaila above, physically above. Malamata, what's physically below. Rashi says malamaila midikiyash al roshe chay. Above. Well, malamata mehen, not lemata from you. But lamata from the ruchas, no, you're talking about the highest olam is bria, whatever, a little below than that. Malifni malocher. So Rashi taitz lifni ocher means also in space. Malifni means chutz lemechitzas erikim is outside of the eastern horizon. Or malocher lemaila western. Taitz it can be that. It means in time before the world was created and after the world was created. V'chol shalei chosa covered koine. Anybody who does not have herachmanus and the abish is covered. Rolosh lebala olam. What do you mean, Rashi? Malach Rashi Tesis here. Interesting. Rashi brings down Tesis. We don't have this. We have Rashi. Ain't Yochli's Masapish Amoida. So this isn't really Rashi. They put it in, but they put it into Rashi. Interesting. Why would they do that? It's not like the Moida my teacher Rashi learned. Malifni means Chutzl Mechitzel Kiyah. It means physically, you know, in space, outside of the horizon. Malach Asanivur Ochel Lemaida. But the part we want to ask Mishleim Malamaila Malamata Malach Lechai. Understand? Alifnim. Madahave before the world. Who cares? Alma malafnim means kaidim loyalamu. It means not. It means in time, not in space. Why? But it's after malafnim, malacha, mahaya, ma'asili, as I can't tell the faces. Kosh lechazak kavayu kaidim, gomar fash, mahi, what it is. Rasu loy toivi yafa, hay, that's good for him. Im loy bala oilam, then in the world. Va'aymer ani, shu losh rachmanis. If rachmanis, claim it. Merachim hu, im loy bala oilam, if David should be better off if he didn't come to the world. Be better off. If this particular person does not bring any pride to the Eibishter, he'd be better off if he wouldn't have come to the world. But they were suitable to be burnt. But the Gemara explain exactly what kind of behavior we're talking about over here. So the Gemara.
It's interesting that this follows up from the previous Mishnah. And I mean, the Homer Sechta is Chagiga, so you bring out the things in and start a whole Perek.
The last thing we talked about was Arayus, so we continue reading. No, we're talking about Arayus.
Yeah, it is. It is about
it's about Arayus. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Not for hidden things, yeah, hidden parts of the Taylor.
Fair
enough. We'll go back later to Zion, back to Yom Tov. Gemara. Amri, but he's not saying that an individual shulam ma'is and makava. That he's already explained how everything changed today. Today it's a mitzvah legalos as a chokhmah. He says in the beginning, v'leib makava b'yachid. You shouldn't learn makava by one. V'hadar. I mean, then you say elegant how yachokhmah even daite. How that work? Says Rashi. Amri leib makava yachid. Kiv nichid. He's alone. Ma'in is shemayim peirav. That means he cannot learn from anybody else. Hakoch. If he wants to teach himself, he obviously has to know. Medaito him even. He understood it. Yet you constantly ask him, Hodam, you say, but if he's smart, then he could learn. How did he get smart? How do you know that in the first place if he didn't learn in the first place? No one's allowed to teach it to you, only on your own. So if you're smart and you're knowledgeable, you can teach yourself. How did you become knowledgeable? You had to start from zero. But you're not allowed to start from zero. You just said you're not allowed to learn it. So how do you ever become the madrega that you're chacham or maven medaita? You already understand all of it when you're never allowed to learn from the first place. You couldn't learn the alabes of it. So what's going on here? Says, so you're right. This is pshat. In the Mishnah, we thought Shleisha means you and two people. No. Two, three people don't learn Arayis, but the two people allowed to. The Leibem Maisa Breshes Lishnaim. Two people, one person allowed to. The Leibem Merkavali, don't teach it to one person, but to yourself, you're allowed to. Elim can hoy chokhmeim daite, but if that person, that Talmud, taught himself a little to as much as he can go, then you could teach him further. But on your own, of course, you're allowed to learn. Rashi. Lishleisha Levadmina Deidish. The Talmud Yachid is visual. He can learn on his own, doesn't have to ask a rov all the time. These are things that you don't talk about in Fedish. You're not allowed to teach Arroyis to three people. What do you mean? My time away. It says in the Pasuk, Ish, Ish. It says a man, and you're going to dash in that's talking about two men. El Kol She'e Besodei Lo Yisikrivu L'Galois. And you say, I guess, that's where you got Ish, Ish, Kol She'e Besodei, Ish, Ish is today too. She'e Besodei is Chad 3. V'Omer Achmanu Lo Yisikrivu L'Galois Ever, don't reveal the things of Ever. So you're dashing three people, don't teach Ever. So you're dashing Ish, Ish with two people. I'm out using that logic. It says in the Pasuk, Ish, Ish, Ki Yikal El Kol. According to you, every time it says Ish, Ish means two people. So the only time you're over an Aveda for cursing the Abish is if two people are standing together cursing, but if one person does it, he's in the chayv. Ki kalav ish, or it says ish, ish ashit mezar lemoilich. According to you, two people have to give the children to the moilich. Otherwise, they're not over. Hachinami? No. Elahanu, each time it says ish, ish, teach you, this regular person, and then another person being included. For example, meboile le rabbi says, anochim teach you that goimer also, over shemuzharin abich, as Hashem, valavadizorik, he's also not allowed to curse the Abish, the chazon. Or Avodah Zarah. Hi, Nami. So, this pasuk by Rosh also. Me boy, we need it. Le Rabbi Zanochim. She muzhorin alaz hora Rosh Yisrael. That's how we know that going also from the Zayim Mizrach Neich. They have Rosh, and they were Makabalim before Matan Tehillah. So, how do you know you shouldn't dash in Rosh 3? Elo, we try to bring another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Ushmartem es mishmarti. You should protect my fences. Ushmartem is trei two. Mishmarti is chad is three. And then the next part of the pasuk says, "V'mart onachmana levilti." So you shouldn't do. I say do mechukas hateavis from the abominations, which is arayis. That's how we know three. El miyatev. Every time it says shmartim, it's talking about arayis. Let me ask a question. The chesivit says, or every time it says shmartim means two. It says shmartim is a shabbos. Keep shabbos. So only two people together keep shabbos. On your own, you don't have to. Or shemartim is a mitzvah. You keep the matzahs. They have to have two people. Or shemartim is a shmeres a kodesh. So you should keep my shmeres a kodesh by the base of Migdash. And again, only two people. No such thing. Hachinami, El Rashi. There's no pasuk. It's logic. My ein doshin ba'arayis b'shloisha, it means ein doshin b'sisri arayis. Don't teach all the laws of arayis which are not mafudish in the Torah. Things which are mafudish in the Torah, people always look up. Things that are mafudish, they have to listen attentively. Don't teach it to three at a time. Why not? My time is svaru. Pure logic. What's the logic? Beitrei ki yaseh kamer abayi. If two students in front of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is teaching, let's say one student asks the Rebbe a question. What's the other student going to do? Nothing else he can do. So he listens in. So if the student asks good questions, listens in, he knows the answers. Chad shokel b'tari b'hadar Rebbe, b'idach matzli udu l'gemara. One guy is asking him a shokel b'tari b'hadar Rebbe, the other one's listening. Oh, but tulasa, what if you have three students in the class and one kid starts asking a lot of questions? The other two get bored. What do they do? They start playing with each other, talking to each other. They don't hear a word what's going on. Meanwhile, they're missing so many things. And later, they walk out of the shul and say, oh, Rebbe said you're allowed to do this. Maybe that if you'd have heard the discussion with this Talmud, you'd have realized it's only limited in certain conditions, blah, blah, blah. That's why it's dangerous to teach something like this in front of three people. You want to ask that question, right? So you want to invite the Rebbe. One guy will have a shaka tie with his Rebbe. The other two, shaka with the Tari, but they'll have their own shaka with Tariya. They don't have no idea what the Rebbe said. But they'll come out thinking that certain things which are really Asr, I think it's mutter. For Eddie Gemara, Yehoche, Bezei, Kola, Teire, Nami. Anything. Think about it. This is an interesting one. It says here. Aroy is shiny. Aroy is different. You know why Aroy is different? Because everyone has a natia, everyone has a proclivity to be over the Isra of Aroy. And therefore, if we could say something in mutter, we'd love to. The Amama Gezel va'aroy is nashe mechmadosan. More than anything else, the Gemara says three averes a person never nitzel from. One of them is Gezel, and aroy is we had the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yitzra. I ain't say that the matter. Yet the strongest it's harder we have is for aroy. Therefore, since we always have a proclivity for these things, umis havel lohem. So therefore, we'd like to say everything is mutter. Other things, we'll ask a rav. We're not sure. We'll ask a rav. Here, if we're not sure, it's mutter. So that's why we don't want more than two kids in a class. Freddy Gemara, okay, so at least by Gezel it should be the same din. Okay, so why are you limiting only to Aroyes? Yochi Gezel Nami. And for the Gemara, that the Yetzer Hara for Aroyes is much worse than Yetzer Hara for Gezel. Why? You know, by Gezel, when you're tempted, if you see it, you're a kleptomaniac, you take it. But if you don't see it, most people don't go, let's break in the guy's house and take it. So if you see something, oh, I'll take it. But Aroyes, even if you don't see it, your imagination runs away. Whether it's in front of you or not, you have a big Yetzer Hara. Gezel, b'fanav nafesh yisrael, in front of you have a Yetzer Hara. So it's not so dangerous.
If you learn the
Poshut
of
Sukkim,
I'm telling you,
we completely reject, we thought.
Yes, no, but I'm saying, if you learn the Pesukim, but if you can't teach only one or two people, the rest of the guys, what are they doing? In other words, you need to know the Pesukim too, because Pesukim don't work on their own. They've got to be with the Vidush Lashes and Windows, so the other needs to understand what they're doing itself.
Right, what are you trying to say? What do you mean?
Because it seems as though you got the Pesukim, so learn the Pesukim only, but don't delve into it too much.
To our race.
Yeah.
Aroya, that's the Torah. If you're only teaching the pasuk, they can teach as much as you can. It's a sister aroyis. Look at Rashi. What's Rashi sister aroyis? Rashi sister aroyis. She ain't mefurashin. Dinim that if you learn the chumash, you've never see it on your own. Kegoin, but we learned top of the page. Bita manu sasei, the daughter from the wife that you rape. You would think it's not my daughter, her daughter. What's the big deal? The aim chamav or your mother-in-law's or your father-in-law's mother. The aim chamoisa, your father's mother, your mother, in other words, your bubba, your wife's bubba. It's not plastic. If you learn the taser and the Gemara itself, you would never know the taser itself. You never know these dinim. So you have to listen to a shir.
Correct.
To hear it.
But the point is, with listening to the shir, and you're restricting the number of people that can listen to a shir.
So you go to other, there'll be many shirim, many small shirim.
You just say you have to learn it personally.
The Nafkim says in the Midrash, "Shogu Tali Noisim Noisim Malachim Rabbi." He has a debate. Mat the udne, mat the ozne. He tilts his ear. The shemed will listen to in the ein shem in heishen diver. These two are having a lively discussion. They don't listen. If you see something in front of him, okay, we'll stop here. Shabbos, everybody.